Hey, Selfish Babes, it is your girl, Olanike Osibowale here, bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast from the beautiful island of Jamaica. I will be showing you guys the ocean pretty soon, but today I have Tasia. Say hi.
Blessings.
And she is a medicine woman here in Jamaica, reconnecting people to the sacred cannabis plant, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so I've seen some of the work that she's been doing at retreats, just the work that she's been doing here in Jamaica, holistic work. And what I would see on social media is her at different retreats holding ceremony with cannabis. You guys know I like to call cannabis Mama Cannabis. And I've just never seen that done before. Like, I'm used to setting an intention when I, you know, smoke something, but that's really it. So I never seen it in a ceremonious way. And so I was like, next time I come to Jamaica, I have to talk to Tasia and I have to, you know, see what's going on, and I have to do the ceremony myself. So we are here.
Yes. So I'm so happy to be present with you and here in this space and time in this beautiful, gorgeous space.
Yes.
So I'm so looking forward to you opening up your steam challenge.
Yes.
That we got for you, your other little goodies, and diving into herbalism, diving into the breath work, diving into the reverence, the mindfulness, the approach to sitting with herbs ceremonially and sacramentally, medicinally and spiritually.
Yeah.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Tasia gave me my own chalice, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to open up my chalice and see how this is. And Jar, you mind getting me a quick video of me opening this, please? If you guys don't know Njari does Travel Jamaica, Travel Buddy JA, I'm always telling you about her. She carries women around Jamaica all the time. So you guys may see her, you may be in my video, see her in the background.
So that would be the first piece, the kachi.
Okay.
So this is the one of the bowls that you put the herbs inside.
Okay, nice. And what's in
this? That would be the second kachi. So I gave you two purple ones, so you extra glammed up.
Okay, nice.
And these are the chambers in which you put the herbs inside of.
So one is smaller and one is larger?
Yes.
Okay, nice. And you said it's a kachi.
Yes, a kachi.
Kachi.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten this one when I seen it on Instagram, y'all, because y'all know I love purple. Mm-hmm. If y'all didn't know, I love purple. I really like lavender. So
yes.
When I saw this, I just thought it was so pretty.
Yes.
So what's this? What's this?
That is the beautiful lilac palm stone steam chalice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect little travel size, friendly, portable, beautiful piece that is inspired by nature itself with
okay.
The beautiful hues of purple.
Nice.
So your favorite color has the lavender, has the violet,
yes.
Has the indigo.
That's
so
right.
That's your energy.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. What you feel?
Yeah, man. The purple energy, definitely.
And then we have this beautiful seashell and the Palo Santo,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Straight from Peru.
Okay. And then we have, this is the lighter, right?
Yes, a torch.
The torch, okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. And then this is what I'll be inhaling through.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of bamboo?
Mm-hmm.
Bamboo.
Everything is made out of 100% organic elements, straight sourced from the bush of Jamaica.
Okay.
And that's the filter pieces, the gritty.
Okay.
So those pieces go on top of the kachi to prevent any smoke or any combustion of herbs.
Okay. Nice. Okay, nice. Ooh.
and little fruit.
Made from clay.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Nice. So all the clay pieces are made with organic Jamaican red clay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Natural pigments.
And this is some sage? What's
this? This is some steamable herbs.
Oh.
It's an intuitive blend that I made for you.
Okay.
So this is Jamaican peppermint, Peruvian eucalyptus, and some homegrown sage from Peru.
Oh, that's so nice.
So this is for respiratory health.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I love this. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And we have an incense. And we have some cards. And this is all from Justemas, right?
Justemas. Mm-hmm.
What's the website?
Justemas.com.
Because you guys can have your own as well.
Ooh, absolutely. And usually it would come with some activated charcoal. But we gotta go ahead and make a new batch, so we're sharing today.
Tell us about your activated charcoal, though, because yours is natural.
Yes, so the difference between activated charcoal and the shisha coals, I have a little piece of the shisha coal just that I use for like burning kind of like resins and things like that, but the activated charcoal in essence is organic coconut shell.
Okay.
So what we do is we get the coconut shells, we break down the coconuts, we take out the coconut meat, or we have a sourcer. We do have a sourcer in Long Bay that she makes organic coconut products. So she saves her organic coconut shell for us, and then we have a system in place in which we burn the activated charcoal shells to the right consistency in which we make the activated charcoal. So
when you burn the activated, when you burn the coconut to make activated, to make it into activated charcoal, that in turn makes the, it makes it something that's long lasting to burn.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, because you're pausing it right in the middle of the process and adding water so that it doesn't turn into ash. Mm. So in that process of making the activated charcoal, we're listening to the shells. They're alchemizing, they're changing in process. So from the brown coconut, they're burning off coconut oils, they're burning off the coconut fat. So you can't ingest that until it's fully burnt off.
Okay.
Then it gets black, and then from black, it starts smoking out all the oils, all the coconut fats. And then from there, it's just this basically a pure organic element.
Okay.
And that element is a pure vessel in which you could use as a form of filtration for your chalice.
Wow.
Or this also is the same black activated charcoal that people consume and drink for detoxification purposes.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same stuff.
I didn't think it was the same thing.
It's the same exact stuff. So this stuff is the same thing that they make toothpaste out of. They make all kinds of detox regimens for people to consume to detox any heavy metals or any kind of things going on in the stomach.
Wow, I had no idea. So before we get started, because we're going to get started and you're going to show us what to do, but can you just give us a little background about like what made you want to... So first I want to ask you, what connected you to cannabis first? And how was your relationship to cannabis before you started getting into this work?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So I'm Canadian. Caribbean Canadian. I was born in Canada, and my mom is Jamaican, my dad's Panamanian, so cannabis is like deep into my lineage, you know?
Yeah.
So from the upbringing of being in Canada, cannabis has always been known as a medicinal form of liberation for cancer patients, for people with arthritis, for people with insomnia. So it was a form of release, a form of healing where I'm coming from. And I was young when I started sitting with the cannabis. Originally, cannabis came to me several times through other people, and I wasn't ready to sit with the plant. But I had gone through a serious depression in my teenage years, like 16, 17 years old, and my parents put me on pharmaceuticals.
Like antidepressants?
Antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and they numbed me so bad, and I felt so disconnected from my body. And I also was a young spiritual woman reading all different kinds of books to really just gain self-awareness. And
you
to
were
like
reading those in your teenage years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So I was the only one in my family, like the little black sheep in my family, like, I know there's more to this world than just going to church, you know, like I believe in God, but there's more out there, and I can't confine myself to just this limitation of what people expect me to be.
Yeah.
So I was already pushing the threshold of what people expected of me. And I was exploring myself at such a young age, and I just knew that the pharmaceuticals were just numbing me, and I wasn't able to feel the things as a sensitive, sentiopathic person that I needed to feel in order to move through emotions.
What's sentiopathic?
So, to be sentient is to feel things beyond the capacity of just like emotional.
Mm.
You can feel it into your body.
Mm.
You can feel it. If someone is saying something, you can also feel their vibration of the intention of where it's coming from. So cannabis came to me a couple times, and it wasn't until I was deep into the pharmaceuticals that I was like, this isn't it. Like, I need relief. This is not it. The first time I sat with cannabis was introduced to me from a friend in high school. And I was sitting in her greenhouse, and they had the plants all around them. And that was the first time I actually connected to the plant, because I saw it growing. And I was like, there's a level of respect here. I see you in your natural habitat, organically growing in this beautiful little greenhouse. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to sit with her. It was a feminine essence that came to me, like a nurturing mother. Like, listen.
I like that you knew it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Because I know cannabis is a feminine plant.
You know? And I was like, all right, I'm ready. And the first time I smoked the ganja, I felt a reason to live after so long of being so in the darkness and feeling so lost, and like nobody could really connect with me. But she connected with me. The plant connected to me. It spoke to me. It nurtured me. It was like a warm hum, like a just an internal hug, per se. And then from that point on, to be honest, I didn't know how to talk to my parents about it. So I was hiding and smoking for a little while until about 6 months into smoking, I stopped the pharmaceuticals, and they could tell something changed within me. And then when they found out I stopped taking pharmaceuticals, they didn't know that I was smoking.
Yeah.
But then my mom was actually a heavy smoker because she was dealing with sciatica. She had nerve pain in her back. So she was already open to the ganja, but she didn't know her baby girl was smoking weed at 15, 16. And then about 6 months later, they found out I was smoking. They were like, nope. They grounded me. They kept a close eye on me. Wow. They just like put me on lock.
Yeah.
And I fought for my sovereignty. I fought for my freedom to be able to medicate how I choose. As a teenager, I was like, listen, I sat down and had a family meeting with them. I was like, I am a young adult. At this age, I know what I want.
That's so mature, guys. A family meeting. My mom will not care about no family meeting, okay?
But I love that.
I was like, listen, y'all gonna listen to me, okay? Because I'm gonna keep doing this regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
I'm a young, independent, little young lady at this point. So either you're gonna support me or I'm going to do it behind your back. So for me, it was the honesty. I sat down with them. This was after time and time and time after again. They got me grounded. They're like, no, you're not doing this. They took the weed away from me. They took any little pipes, anything that I had. And then I turned 17 and I was like, listen, I decided I'm not doing the pharmaceuticals anymore. I decided I'm not doing the pharmaceuticals anymore. Can I please naturally medicate using cannabis, even if it's in a supervised type of position? Like, I'm open to working with you guys. If you want me to get my ganja from you, I'll strictly get my ganja from you. If you want me to just medicate at home in the confines of privacy, I'll do that. I'll be respectful. And my mom was a young mom. She had me at 15. And she was like, all right, Tasia, we're going to see how this goes.
How old was she when you were in your teenage years? She was like 30-something?
She was like late 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think it's just the fact that you're being honest, right? I feel like when I decide to have kids, I want them to be able to have the type of honesty that you just gave your parents. Because it is either y'all gonna know or y'all not gonna know.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna still do it. So I think the fact that you even felt comfortable enough to talk to them is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I want my children to be able to feel when you know, they're older. Like, hey, I want to talk to you. But I just find it so interesting. How do you think your parents knew that you were depressed? Like, what were you showing?
So I had just gone through like some serious life shifts where my stepdad from Houston, Texas, moved up to Canada with my mom as a single mother of 4 kids. So I have 3 younger brothers and I'm the oldest. So I was taking on a lot of responsibility, and she could tell that my mom not being present, her having to go out and work and fend for the family while this new father role model came into our life, and he's never had kids. He didn't know how to govern a household. He didn't know how to be an emotional support system for children. So there was a lot of days and nights on end that I was just going through some stuff on my own and just like crying myself to sleep and feeling overwhelmed and like taking up a lot of adult responsibilities as a teenager.
Yeah,
and my mom could tell, like, you know, within a month span, a 2 month span, 3 month span, where's my baby girl? Like, she's not present anymore. She's not happy. She's not smiling. Like, And then when we finally talked about it, I was like, I'm just not happy. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with that. Like, this is too much. I don't like the system. I don't, what the school system is putting on me, like everything, you know. And then also carrying the responsibility of like having three younger brothers, and they're also like super, super dependent on like an adult role model. And my stepdad couldn't be that. He was there at the bare minimum, making sure everyone was alive, but yeah. He didn't know how to be a father at that time.
Yeah.
So she noticed the difference in my energy. And once I got off the pharmaceuticals and I started consuming the ganja and she gave me permission to, that is when our relationship actually opened up.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Blossomed. It was actually the first time we smoked ganja together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she was smoking her ganja, and I was ready to smoke my ganja. I went outside. And it was awkward for a second. She was like, I can't believe I never would have thought in my life that I would be sitting here with my daughter right now, lighting up the doobie, lighting up the spliff. And she's just sitting here like, we're just like trying to break this awkward threshold. And the second that we both like inhale, and then we like looked at each other, we're like, yo, you're actually cool people. You know what? We can actually have some conversations right now. And that was when we started having the most deepest conversations and like the most honest, vulnerable conversations. Mm-hmm. And I grew such a strong connection with my mom from like that point on in my life.
Yeah.
We've been best friends. She's my soulmate. She's my day one. And yeah, like she grew up with me. I grew up with her.
I love to hear good mother-daughter relationships. So I think even you talking about that, it seems that even though there was some pressure in the beginning, it seems like Mama Cannabis or Cannabis has brought you guys closer. So I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, Mama Cannabis. I feel that though. Definitely.
Yeah, usually I'll say Mama Cannabis, but it's short for cannabis. But like you said, marijuana is a feminine plant, so I look at her as like a mother. Okay, so now how did you get into like the medicine work? So we know how it started, but how did you get into the medicine work of doing this?
Yeah, so let me back up just like one notch, because it wasn't always like this.
Yeah.
To begin with, it started medicinally. Me consuming to alleviate depression and body pains and like going through different stages in my life where cannabis approached different things and aspects of my life.
Yeah.
And then it just got to a point where I just had such a deep relationship with cannabis, but it really wasn't so deep. You know what I mean? Like, I was consuming it, but I got so comfortable with consuming it that there was like really no conversation with her. It was like, all right,
just
light it up.
Consuming it, yeah.
Just unconsciously and becoming a habitual thing.
Kind of the way that people regularly consume it. Like, not a lot of people are consuming it with intention.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just turned into like a dependency. It turned into like a comfort thing. It turned into something unconscious that was like, now we're just doing this. And then when I started going deeper into my journey, I was like, because why am I consuming foods intentionally? Why am I buying things, trying to buy things sustainably, trying to live sustainably, trying to live more mindfully? But the main thing that I'm putting in my body besides food and water is cannabis.
Yeah.
And there's no like real actual spiritual connection and a grounded approach to consuming this plant. And I was questioning like my relationship with ganja for a minute. And I've been through so many stages of like medicine people telling me like ganja's gonna veer you off your path and like ganja clouds your judgment. And I pushed through and persevered through all of those different ways of like really just like, what's the word? just wanting to literally just mask ganja in this demeanor that it's not this holy sacrament.
Yeah.
Because in true essence, ganja has been one of the original medicines and forms of sacrament and offerings from our ancestors to the ancestors of the ancestors.
For people that don't know what sacrament is, what is that?
Okay, so a sacrament is anything that you partake in, that you consume, or that you work with a very holy demeanor.
Okay.
So whether that's religious or whether that's spiritually, whether that's like trance-like, you know, going into like a meditation, you know, using it for a very intentional reason. So in Jamaica, the sacrament of the island is ganja.
Yeah.
So the Rastafari would utilize the ganja as a form of divination and connection and communion. So it would be a way to commune amongst the other elders, a way to commune with spirits, a way to receive revelations, a way to cleanse, also to purify.
Yeah.
So used in these very intentional ways, when I came to the island and that was introduced to me, and through many different walks of life, through many people, many different Rastafari people walked through my life, and they taught me these elements without the chalice, I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
But then people started mentioning, hey, have you heard of the chalice? And I was like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
And they were like, this is the Rastafari spiritual tool that the Rastas would sit with in like Naya Bingi drum outs and like holy sacraments and things like that. And I was like, okay, I gotta know about this.
Yeah.
And then when it was introduced to me, it wasn't introduced to me in a sacramental way. It was introduced to me in a recreational way.
Okay.
But when I sat with it, what came through was a very powerful revelation.
Mm.
And what that was this is the original way.
Question. When you said it, when you had originally sat with it, was it an actual chalice or was it a bong?
It was a chalice.
Okay, but it was just recreational fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us what revelation came through.
So when the first time I was introduced to the chalice, it was at a weed farm with one of the most strongest, purest, cleanest, most high-grade Westmoreland herbs.
Okay.
Like ganja farm after ganja farm after ganja farm. I was at one of these beautiful places. So really, they were utilizing this vessel to be able to share with their guests, look, taste the terpenes. Taste how clean our herbs are. So this is also a way to consume herbs in a pure way. Not just for spiritual reasons, not just for recreational reasons, for social reasons, but people understand that this is a way that you can consume the herbs without burning or degrading the flavor or the medicinal compounds. So they were utilizing it in a way for them to share their different strains. Like, you can tell that this is grapefruit because you can taste the grapefruit. You can tell that this is tangy because you can taste the citrusy. You know, you can tell this is some skunk because that's going to be green, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what they were using it for and that purpose. And the first time I experienced it, I was like, like mind, spirit, body, soul, revelation. I was like, all right, this is insane.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to you because that's a whole other story to
go into. I love that. I love your journey with it. And so, as I said, I've, you know, seen you do the work on Instagram. And I was like, I got to try this for myself. So let's get into it. So.
Okay. Wonderful. So before we get into it, one of the things that I love to like just give a little bit of background for the steam chalice is that, like I was saying, that this is a Rastafari ancient healing modality. This has also been used in many different parts of the world, like Asia and India, in Africa, different parts of Africa like Ethiopia, but different alternative versions of the chalice. The original chalice was coconut. It would be actual coconut hollowed out with bamboo, or an actual bamboo, the stump of the bamboo with more bamboo. And everything is completely organic.
Okay.
Coming from nature, and when it's done, when it's served its whole cycle of life, it goes back to nature.
Okay.
Everything can go back to nature. It's completely organic. So these pieces, this is the Jamaican version of the steam chalice. There's two different kinds of chalices. There's the bun chalice, which means burn chalice. So the bun chalice does not have a filter that goes through here. The bun chalice is just you put the herbs in and then you just light it up and it gives you these big clouds of smoke.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with that because when they envision like going to Jamaica and experiencing the Rastafari, like just sitting there with the chalice, like a lot of people envision the bun chalice because it's like this very old age looking very strong form of sitting with cannabis.
Yeah.
But the most sacramental and intentional way to consume the ganja, what the real rootsmen and herbalists know of, is the steam chalice. The steam chalice is different because we're not burning the herbs. We're extracting the elements.
With water.
With water, okay. Through the activated charcoal and the process of breath work and making sure we utilize all of the elements of nature.
Yeah.
So the steam chalice is a very intentional tool coming from nature, and we'll go back to nature.
I want to show you guys this one. I didn't get this one, but isn't this one cute? It's a woman's body. I just thought it was so cute.
Yes.
I like this one.
She's one of my most proudest creations.
Yeah, so cute. I gotta get this one too.
Yeah, you do. We can make any kind of body shape you'd like, girl. Any color.
Yeah, oh, you said it because you want to? A pink one? Oh, that would be nice.
Girl, we can do that. Any body shape of choice. So,
what's in here?
We have some golden kapal. This goes the actual essence of sitting with herbs sacramentally. The first thing I like to do is create a sacred space. So,
yeah.
The energy in which we choose to sit with the herbs.
Yeah.
You know, I like to cleanse and purify the space with some golden kapal, which is a resin that comes from a tree in Peru,
yeah.
Or frankincense,
y'all can't see it, but this torch is torching, y'all. Okay, it's torching.
That's not even the highest setting, girl. You can smell that, right?
Yeah.
That's just some leftovers in there. So I just like to use like either some incense, you can use Palo Santo, I have some crushed Palo Santo. You know, different kinds of things.
I think having a crushed Palo Santo is nice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can burn this, but it cools off quick.
Yeah.
And then you have to burn it again. But
right.
I've noticed I could take off a little bit and try to put it on the charcoal. And I like that.
Yeah, definitely. And I like to break up the charcoal, as you can see. So
yeah.
I don't use the whole entire charcoal piece at the same time. And this is just like the not natural charcoal.
Okay.
I just use this one for like burning my resins and incense because it's not like I'm actually inhaling that. We're just using it to purify the space.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I have some golden kapal. I also have a little piece in here too for you.
Okay, nice.
So you guys, you can show them. This is for you.
Oh, so pretty. Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
This is on me.
Golden kapal.
It reminds me of citri.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And you smell that? It's the most purest, divine, immaculate smell. And
yeah, I love kapal. Yes,
with
please.
Please.
You mind if we do that?
You
can we add a little bit more? Do you mind cleansing me?
Yeah,
okay, let's do that.
Do a little golden kapal cleansing. And I also have some frankincense as well. I'll add to it. So. This is very, very, very pure and righteous medicine. So I like to use these elements to really create the space in which we're going to really activate and fortify our beings with. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a little cleansing.
And Jara, you mind if you hold this up too? Or you could put one of the phones on, hold this while she does it. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. You can see.
Okay. You can just put your arms out. Essence with your chalice.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and connect with your chalice. This is a perfect moment for you to just hone in on the energy of your vessel.
Yes.
You can also do this when you get home.
Yeah.
Find a designated space for your chalice and cleanse the pieces after the travels. As you start to work with the chalice, you'll realize that it's an organic live element. So maintenance is key.
Mm.
So listening to the bamboo, and also when you're done utilizing the chalice to disassemble it, because the bamboo is a live living organism.
Okay.
So if you let it sit in water, it will rot.
Okay.
And if you don't take care of the chalice, then the bamboo pieces will just degrade.
Okay.
So it's important to find a safe space for your chalice when you're back at home so that, you know, it's not disrupted, and then it can dry and you can dismantle the pieces, as you can see, when you're done.
So right now, guys, I'm just holding, for those that are just listening, holding the challenge to my heart, and I'm going to set some good intentions into this. I may even whisper some words, but for just those that are listening and not seeing this, you guys can check it on my YouTube channel, Olenike Osibowale, to watch as well. Just want to let you guys know what was going on.
So how we usually like to gauge the water is we like to estimate filling it up a little bit less than halfway.
Okay.
So where your chalice is, you're just going to want to fill up the water with what you believe would be a little bit less than halfway. And then you do a light little inhalation just in case there's a lot of water and it comes into your mouth. And then you just...
Should I take this out to do that or just pour it
through
here?
No, you can pour it through this side.
Through here? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm pouring it in the little hole, y'all. I'm going to do it over here in case some water spills. We said a little less than half, right?
Yeah. You can give it a little test and check the bubble. If you like that bubble, then it's perfect. As long
when
as
you
it's
say
not...
bubble, what you mean? Like check this?
Yes. So okay. You're going to inhale a little bit lightly. Did you feel the bubble?
No.
Okay, put your whole mouth against it and inhale.
Oh.
Yeah,
that sounds
you got
nice.
A bubble?
I heard it. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm supposed to, like, is I'm it, supposed to hear a bubble of,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it
like
should this. Be a nice bubble.
Maybe I should put a little more.
A little bit more, yeah. It's an intuitive practice, so okay. Every time you do it, you're going to know what you like.
Okay, nice. Let me see if you guys can hear the bubble next when I do this. I like this one.
You like it?
Yeah, that's
cool. So you can test it out with your mouthpiece. So all the bamboo pieces we are going to twist into place.
Okay.
And you can try the bubble again.
And the skinny side in?
Yes, so okay. This part you can put in.
All right.
That's been shaved down.
You said twist it in. Okay. Oh, nice. I think it's in.
Yep.
That's how it looks, y'all.
This is how it looks, you guys, like this. So cute.
And you said I do the pull inhale?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Do you like that bubble or would you like a more of a bubble?
More. Sorry, I want water if I want that?
More water.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. All right. We use all different kinds of organic liquids inside of the base of the chalice as the first line of filtration. Mm-hmm. So what that could be is from teas, unsweetened teas.
Okay.
It can be elixirs where you charge up water in the sun with like crystals.
Yeah.
It could be coconut water. It could be juices, natural mm-hmm. juices, as long as it doesn't have any like sugar, you didn't add any sugar. So, and even essential oils. Okay. You could add water and then just like a half a drop of your favorite essential oil.
Will I feel that when I'm steaming?
Like, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So you're getting the aromatherapy benefits from that as well.
Nice.
So for instance, if you use peppermint essential oil, you're going to get that cooling and the clearing of the respiratory and also through the whole entire throat area. So you're going to feel the peppermint running through your system.
So even with this that has the peppermint and eucalyptus, mm-hmm. would you say similar? I know the oils are more stronger, mm-hmm. but would you say steaming this is similar?
So it would be more concentrated because this is actually, you're ingesting that,
yeah.
right? So with the aromatherapy aspect, it is circulating through your system and through the herbs, it's going through the bloodstream and circulating through the system. So it's a more concentrated, potent form of you actually taking those vitamins, minerals, nutrients.
I want to try this with blue lotus.
Yes.
I have the loose leaf blue lotus, and I would try to
steam with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Blue lotus is one of my favorite flowers.
I just started working with this for my dreams.
Ooh, girl,
to help remember my
it.
Dreams.
Just know that the blue lotus with the ganja, you've tried smoking it together, right?
No.
Okay, so it's very powerful together. Mm. And if you experience, like, you're familiar with ganja, right?
Yeah.
So you smoke ganja pretty fairly often?
Not fairly often, but enough. Like, you know, okay. to where I know where it's going to get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So smoking ganja and steaming ganja feels very different.
Okay. Okay.
It's more concentrated, which means it's going to circulate through your system a lot more potent.
Okay.
Okay. So you may only need like three or four draws versus like a whole spliff of ganja.
Yeah. And I don't even be smoking a whole spliff, to be honest. But when you're saying the Blue Lotus and ganja, what were you saying about that?
So because the ganja itself is a psychoactive medicine, the Blue Lotus flower is also on a level psychoactive itself.
Yeah.
By itself, you may not feel how it's working in coherence with your whole entire, like your third eye and the energetic systems within your vortex.
Yeah.
But with the ganja, there is an heightened experience that comes with that. Mm. Certain medicines that work together that actually complement one another can take you deeper into the experience. So what you experience with ganja, you may get more of a spiritual revelation and insights, visions. It may even transcend yourself out your body. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
So just be very like...
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
All right. So now moving into mindfulness with the herbs.
Yeah.
So we have the body of the chalice. That's why I made a body. An example of the feminine vessel, the chalice being a feminine vessel, because she is nurturing the medicine that's facilitating through this whole entire system so that you can receive it in the most easeful, most feminine, softest way.
Nice.
Okay? So we have the chamber of the chalice where the water goes in for filtration. We have the mouthpiece in which you inhale through. We have the filtration piece that actually allows the water to bubble through. And then we have the kachi.
Nice.
The kachi has a clay piece that separates the activated charcoal from the herbs. So none of the herbs are being burnt, okay? So this is when we move into intention. Why are we consuming today? What kind of herbs we're going to be working with? And moving into how we layer the herbs, the flowers, the elements into the chambers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned you wanted to sit with Blue Lotus flower. What are some of the intentions behind Blue Lotus?
Well, for me, I was told on a recent trip to Jamaica, honestly, that I should be working more with Blue Lotus. But I was already working with some herbs that were going to help me remember my dreams and, like, just receive those messages from my ancestors in my dreams a little bit more clearer. Mm-hmm. And so since I've been drinking the Blue Lotus tea, I haven't smoked it yet. Mm-hmm. Or I've taken it in different tinctures. I have been able to, like, remember my dreams more. So I really just want the messages to be a little bit more clearer. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I want to wake up and I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that. And I'm like, oh, let me try that. Like, that's what they're trying to tell me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what I want from my experience with Blue Lotus. Mm-hmm. In terms of sitting today, I think my intention with sitting today is just to receive whatever spirit wants me to receive today. I'm pretty open to it. I know that usually when I'm consuming cannabis,
are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you want to then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye.
As we have already talked about, cannabis is such a feminine herb, and so my experience with it has been very heart-opening and also very, like, sensual. She helps me tap into my sensuality, my sexuality. Like, I feel freer. I'm not thinking so much. I'm just like, huh. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's how I feel. And she brings, like, a smile or joy to my face. And so I would just want to, of course, dive deeper into my divine femininity, but also, like, whatever spirit wants me to receive, that's what I'm receiving. Beautiful. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Perfect. Well, I also have some other suggestions when it comes to remembering your dreams.
Yeah.
There's all different kinds of medicines to help you with that. One of my other favorite herbs you can also get to steam is passion flower.
Okay, nice.
That beautiful purple flower.
Nice, yeah.
Purple. With your purple chalice, yeah. You see me? Get some passion flower, mix that with some blue lotus.
Nice.
And you, if you want to add ganja, you can, but you don't need to.
Okay.
Okay, those herbs, when you speak life into the herbs and you ask for it to show you and to teach you, it will give you just what you need. So that's another thing, is to speak life into your medicine, to come forth with that intention and to build that relationship, cultivate the relationship with each individual plant, as it all has something different to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a profound difference when you're speaking life into something versus like, oh, I really would like for this to happen.
Yeah.
And then it gives you something else, right? Because
it,
all these different herbs have so many different compounds, so many different medicinal, spiritual, energetic properties.
Yes.
So it may be giving you what you need, but exactly what it is that you're looking for, you have to communicate that, speak life into that.
No, so I agree. Like, some of my selfish babes know I still sell my goddess vaginal detox pearls, and I always tell my girls to speak over the pearls before they're inserting it into their vagina, because just like you said, like, I know the herbs carry a certain vibration, but I know whatever it is that you're speaking over, the herbs is going to help change and shift that vibration or whatever your intention is. And then your womb and your vagina is already a powerful place. So whatever, you're just inserting that right into your vagina, all of those things are working together.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely a person that's always like, speak into your herbs. So I definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So this practice is very like in alignment with the work that you're already doing naturally. So love-wise, we have some, you have your blue lotus flower if you want to mix it with some of your sage, peppermint, eucalyptus.
Yeah.
This is just like a respiratory blend in general. I also have some Andean rose petal, all natural. If you want to mix some of that, we can also
try
some of that.
Rose is like my other favorite flower.
It's a powerful number.
Yeah.
Like this one comes from Peru.
Yeah.
And I foraged those myself.
Nice.
So you can feel free to help yourself. Did I bring
when I take my spiritual baths, I'm like, always add roses.
Lovely.
Yeah,
rose is one of those big plants that I love to work with in so many different ways.
Nice pink.
And also like the crushed Palo Santo too, you can even also steam Palo Santo.
I didn't know that.
You can, because this is actually just a this is just basically little wood chips of this very sacred kind of wood. So I'll show you how we mix ganja with smaller little herbs and things like that.
Yeah.
So when we're adding the herbs to the chambers, we like to rehydrate the herbs. When we rehydrate the herbs, it allows the herbs to last longer in the chamber before they completely dry out. And then you need to restart. So rather than having a few puffs out the chalice with completely dried herbs, because when they're dry, you have a few puffs until they're completely dry. Now, when you rehydrate the herbs, you're able to get way more out of your experience. So,
you have water on these?
Yes,
okay.
We can add coconut water, whatever kind of water you have.
Okay.
So, everything that you would like. So, get your blue lotus flower. Yeah, if you want some ganja, I have a little bit of tangi.
Yeah, we'll do some of the ganja. I don't have any. I didn't bring my blue lotus with me.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we're just gonna
next
use
time.
This. Yeah.
And then I just take the ganja out.
Guys, I have never wet ganja before, by the way. It's so weird.
We're doing science.
She's like, oh, we're putting water on the plant? Okay.
Yeah, watering the plant so it waters us. So I can take my time and connect with it now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What I like to do is separate the herbs from the ganja.
Okay.
And put the herbs at the bottom and then put the ganja on top.
Does it matter which one I use?
No.
Okay.
I typically like to use the smaller one if it's just me, and the larger one if I have like some bigger herbs.
Is yours see-through too?
Yeah, you can.
Does yours have a hole at the bottom?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And all the pieces go in solid form, so we're not grinding anything up. There's not going to be any resins that build up on the side of the chalice because it's not a bong, okay?
And you said put the herb on top.
Mm-hmm. And then we just want to make sure there's enough space. So if you need to push it down a little bit, we don't want that touching the lip at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now we just screw it on top of the chalice.
Cool.
Screwing all the pieces on right here.
Oh, the bottom part.
Yes.
This is where I inhale.
Yes.
Okay, got you. All right,
perfect.
That's so cool.
And we always want to make sure this is screwed on the most actual piece.
Will it stop turning?
No.
Oh, okay.
We just want to make sure that it's just not going to wiggle and it's not going to fall off.
Okay, I think it's good then.
Then good. Perfect. Awesome. And then we're going to add the gritty filter.
The smaller one, right?
Yes.
Does it matter what size?
Well, they fit better on certain ones. So that the smaller one will go on the smaller putchy and the larger one would fit on the other one.
So like this?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. Nice. Can we cheers?
Yeah. Cheers. So cute. Love it. All right, so now for the fun part. Okay. So now we're going to move in with some breath work.
Okay.
So this part is going to prepare our respiratory for the facilitation of the steam chalice and also to for us to open and allow our respiratory to receive of the steam.
Yeah.
So this is gonna open our airways, it's gonna prepare our breath and our respiratory.
Okay.
And it's also gonna ease us into the mindful, the sacramental, and the meditative aspect of sitting with the chalice.
Okay.
Start with just grounding ourselves. Just grounding ourselves in this moment in time. Planting our roots, our core, into the earth. And really just honing into this present moment. Anchoring ourselves through the breath. Take in all your senses, everything around you. How you feel, what you may internally see, what you hear, if there's anything left in your palate that you taste. And just allow your breath to anchor you in this moment. So we're just going to do some box breaths. So we're going to practice opening and elongating our respiratory. So what that's going to look like is just taking a deep breath in for 5 seconds. You can eventually increase that breath to 7 to 10 seconds. We're going to start with 5, just so we can practice opening that respiratory. And then we're going to hold for 5 seconds. And then we're going to exhale for 5 seconds, and then we're going to hold for 5 seconds.
Are we exhaling in the nose or through the mouth?
We can exhale through our mouth.
Okay.
And we're just going to do that for a count of a few rounds, and I'll let you know whenever we're completing. And then we're going to go back to our normal state of breath. And just doing that will help us deeply relax our body, just releasing any tension that we have stored up in our neck, our shoulders, our back, and then just anchoring ourselves in the moment through breath. So I'll go ahead and just take a nice deep inhalation and exhale. And then rise for the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 2, 3, 4, 5. Rise again with the breath. 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it at your crown. 2, 3, 4, 5. And release. Release your shoulders, your back, everything. And when you fully exhale, hold for 2, 3, 4, 5. And rise again with the breath. 3, 4, 5. And hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale, release. Through them all. 2, 3, 4, 5. And hold. Complete emptiness. 2, 3, 4, 5. One more round. Rise with the breath. 2, 3, 4, 5. And hold at the top. 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale, release. 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can return back to your normal state of breath. And just feel how much more present you are just after taking a few breaths of mindfulness. And just ground yourself in the space and time. Feel how much open your respiratory may feel just by elongating your breaths.
Yeah.
Okay. You can just come back to the space. And how do you feel?
I feel good.
Good.
It's nice to look at the ocean.
Mm-hmm. The breath went perfect with the breath work.
Yeah.
The ocean. So we're going to literally apply that to the chalice.
Okay.
So when we're activating the fire, we're blowing for like 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then once we have that fire big enough, we're going to be starting the chalice through inhalations through 5 to 7 breaths. Long inhalations. And then just release. You don't have to like, but just like releasing, right? So now we're going to move into building a fire and then applying the breath work through the chalice in a very intuitive and intentional way. Now, this is all a very intuitive practice. It looks different for everyone, but this I find to be the most intentional way. And that is just through listening to the elements of nature, which makes this a very feminine and spiritual approach to consuming herbs.
Yeah.
Okay? So right now, I have 2 jars of activated charcoal. One is more like the smaller, small pieces, and then one is more for solid pieces. Now, when you get your activated charcoal, it's going to have both together, usually the smaller pieces at the bottom and the larger pieces on top. So this is like the little bit left that I have. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with putting smaller pieces on the bottom.
Okay. Just shake it out? Yeah. Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're going to go ahead and pick out. You can use either the tweezers or your fingers. I just make this like a very grounded practice. I don't be scared to be getting dirty because we working with the elements. Help yourself as much as you need. You can even just pour it in your hand.
Right.
And then we're just going to build a fire. So I just like to like put the pieces all around the kutchi, making sure that if you have to break it up a little bit, you can. Mm-hmm. Making sure that all the small pieces are covered.
Okay.
And you can layer them intuitively, whichever feels right for you. Yeah, cool. Awesome. And then we always want to make sure that there's no pieces like that are kind of like hanging out or anything. So for instance, that. Like this big piece, you can actually take that off because when you start blowing,
this,
we don't,
this one? This
yeah,
one?
Just.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org, linked below. Mwah.
That one. Okay. Because when you start blowing, we want to make sure that they're not going to like fly out the cutchie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're blowing into the chalice?
Yeah, we're blowing on top of the crown of the chalice.
Okay.
Right? So this kachi would be considered the crown of the body.
Okay.
So this reminds me so much, the steam chalice reminds me so much of the female anatomy. And that's why I made a representation of the female anatomy. Mm-hmm. Because this would be the vessel, the body, and this would be the crown.
Yeah.
So just as when we come into this earth, when the fetus is coming through and actually developing inside the womb, when it comes through the birth canal and we're being born, they say that spirit blows onto the top of the crown, and that's what the soul comes through, is the breath. Mm. And so when we're coming into this earth, there's breath being poured into us, just as we are activating and bringing life into this vessel to then circulate the steam. We're speaking life into the chalice now through our breath. So now the torch. You got your torch. If you want to use mine, you can.
Okay.
So yours is going to take a little bit of more patience. You got to take off the little cap. And then it does angle, so you can angle it if you want. You can move it. And then you can like... So this is the part, so we want to be mindful of where we're steaming. Okay. So usually, if I'm inside my house, I make sure I'm not over like any kind of carpet. I make sure that I'm not like steaming somewhere where anything can get burned up, especially if you're a beginner steamer and you're not familiar with steaming. So just to start, we always want to be mindful of where we're steaming.
Now, the warnings, y'all, make sure to listen.
Disclaimer.
Yes.
Anywhere the activated charcoal falls will burn, okay? So that's why we never steam literally on our couch. We never steam, like, in our bed unless you, like, are experienced steamers and you know what you're doing.
Okay.
It took me a long time to do that comfortably. I almost burnt down my bed one time, girl. Like, fire ablaze. Like, I'm not playing. Okay? So it's okay if we, like, do singe anything in this place. We are outside and, yeah, we good. Also, being aware of the elements. If it's a little windy, sometimes I will go and walk away, find somewhere that's not windy, because the wind itself can push the charcoal out the kachi. Okay? So then we have the torch. You're going to want to make sure you have yourself any kind of torch, a beginner torch or a serious torch. You see me? Right? And then we're just going to torch the center pieces until we have a nice circular motion. We have a nice circular motion going on, so we don't keep it in the same place. You don't want to shock the kachi. And then once you have a few pieces red hot, like the way mine is, you can start blowing on it. So you can focus on like three pieces in the center. Mm-hmm. You want to use my torch?
Yeah. Oh, how do I know if it turns off? It takes a while, doesn't it?
You just have to make sure, like just hold it and just, why is it still going?
Yeah, it just stopped. But you know how it like kept going?
Mm.
So that's how I was like, let me just wait.
Just be very aware of that one.
So just hold this
and press that. Yeah. Perfect. And you can let your finger off. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show y'all. All right. So it looks red.
And turn it off so you can just.
Okay.
How do you
turn it off?
Thank you. There. And then from here, there's two ways in which you can do this. You can either, you can do some forward bends. So I just do like a nice inhale and then exhale. Blow. And when you blow, we're just gonna blow for about 5 to 7 seconds. And turn your bamboo, your chalice, so your bamboo is facing away from you.
Okay.
Right. You can move your chalice a little bit closer so you can make sure the air is going straight down to the chalice.
Yeah.
And we're just wanting to make sure that heat spreads.
Yeah.
You should see the whole kachi starting to get red hot. This is the most intuitive part of the practice because we're really listening to the activated charcoal shells. If they start to shake, that just means a little bit less air. And if they are looking stagnant, like the heat is not spreading, then that means a little bit more airflow. Right?
Yeah.
And then if they look like they're in small, small pieces, like sometimes you blow on them and they start to disintegrate real fast, then you can just add another piece on top. Just like add another piece on top and then work on the embers below it. Sometimes I like to use my hand to kind of like shield from the wind.
Yeah.
So I can have a more controlled environment.
That's definitely helpful.
Yeah, yeah, because there's wind and elements going on around here. It can be a lot of breath, so you can pace yourself, take breaks in between.
Yeah.
And over time, it'll just be like second nature. You won't even have to think about it. How's it coming?
Good.
Looking good? We'll probably give it a couple more breaths and then we can test it out and see if the steam is producing.
All right.
And you'll notice the longer you're able to blow on it, so if you can blow on it for about like 7 to 10 seconds, that will spread the heat throughout the kachi a lot faster. And yeah, if you want to give it a try so we can see if the steam is producing, we can give it a little try before we go into a little prayer.
Right.
So we just pick it up and a nice little, take a nice deep inhalation and then exhale. And then we can just rise with our belly and just...
So I'm inhaling.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just testing it out. You taste it?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. And give it another little draw.
There's something that's happening.
Yeah, I see some smoke coming. It's coming. And this will also facilitate the steam to come through. It's just giving it a couple of inhalations. So you could do half the... There you go. There you go. So half the work is just blowing and the other half is just taking the nice inhalations. Wonderful. Okay, now that we have the chalice going, this is when you just take the time to pray over your medicine.
Okay.
Connect with your chalice. Would you like me to lead a prayer? Would you like?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm going to put my chalice down just so. So we'd like to give thanks and praise for this beautiful vessel. We give thanks and praise for all of the elements in nature that come into communion with us today that come together to really bring forth this beautiful healing experience, this physical, emotional, spiritual liberation and release. We allow this medicine to fortify our mind, body, and soul, to connect and anchor ourselves into the land, to connect with our ancestors, to connect with the beautiful medicine and what it has to offer. We thank all of the elements of nature and each one of us that is here today to the Most High, Jah Rastafari.
Ashe. It feels nice though. I'm feeling something.
You feeling it? Yeah. Feeling it already?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, girl. Just take your time with it. Because it definitely is different than smoking, like I said, and you're gonna feel how it runs through the system differently.
Yeah.
So just know, like, when you're not blowing on it and when you're not inhaling, it will need some more air to just get it going. So whether you just take
like
a couple
blowing
of
blowing on it or
yep. And we just want to, when we blow on it, we want to make sure the pieces are solid. So no pieces are small. That's why I have some little tongs. And okay, I'll just give it a little blow. And I always prepare my respiratory for the steam by just taking a nice deep inhalation. This whole practice from the beginning, throughout, and after is breath work.
Yeah.
And when you feel the steam starting to circulate through the system, the breath will carry the medicine through your system. Mm. The breath will also anchor you and ground you back into your body when you're also feeling a lot.
Mm.
Because the ganja will also activate so much more potently through the chalice than just being incinerated and burned.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which means you get so much more of the CBD, the cannabinoids. You get more of the THC. You get more of the flavonoids, the taste. And all of the properties that come with that without it actually be just being burnt.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is it being steamed.
It's being steamed.
Okay.
Which is a healthier process of consuming herbs. This actually healed my asthma. We're talking about somebody who used to smoke 7 spliffs a day.
Wow.
And loved my ganja but refused to stop smoking it because ganja, the way it runs through my system, was a medicine for me. It was an intentional practice for me, but it was not ailing and helping with my actual respiratory. It's how you consume the herbs. It's not what you're consuming. Now, what you're consuming needs to be organic, but if how you're consuming it is not healthy for you, it completely defeats the whole purpose.
People cough.
Yeah, man, that's a cleansing. versus like smoke and that being like very intense for the respiratory and it's choking, this is purifying. When you're coughing, it's breaking up mucus.
That's good.
So if you feel like you have some like mucus you need to spit out, that is actually cleansing any debris, any free radicals from your respiratory.
That's really cool.
Would you like to try some Impress?
Just two puffs.
Yeah, man. For sure. For sure. You're going to feel it too.
Yeah. Let me see your phone.
Yours has a nice little bubble. Mm-hmm. You have more water in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can always add more water to yours if you would like that, like, more bubble. But also every chalice bubbles differently.
This is just rose and Palo Santo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no weed in this one?
And ganja. Okay.
Yeah, that was nice, too. I like that.
So here's another practice that you can utilize to connect deeper to your chalice. Do you feel the bubble. It's just very light, right? So what you can do, and this really works with like coconut chalices and organic, like really thinner organic materials, but you can still do it. So you put your left hand underneath the chalice, your right hand on the mouthpiece. And when you take a deep inhalation in, your intention is to just connect with the heartbeat of the chalice. The heartbeat of the chalice is the water, the bubble, the filtration. Mm-hmm. So when you inhale, from the actual breath itself, you're inhaling and you're connecting with that bubble. The bubble is the frequency, the heartbeat of each chalice. And every chalice is shaped differently and has a different amount of water and a different size bamboo. So the heartbeat goes a little bit differently, but it's still a steady heartbeat, just like the Nyabingi drum.
How'd you learn all this?
It's an intuitive practice. The chalice speaks to you. When you connect with the chalice and you ask for its revelations, you ask for the ancestral wisdom, it will give it to you.
Can I just give a snap, snap, snap here? Yes, man! Oh, shit! I love it!
We're connecting, we're connecting.
Okay. I love it. So
you can just practice that and connect to the heartbeat. You don't have to sit with it right now because I know it's very potent. You put on some more.
I like that.
Very drums.
Nice. You know, I went to the Rastafari village in Montego Bay.
Yeah.
And they have, like, their plant medicine ceremonies, and they said they do, like, one with cannabis.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm not sure what they're doing or whatever, but apart from seeing you do it on Instagram, from what I've seen, I was like, oh, I didn't know people could sit with cannabis in it. Like, I know about ayahuasca. I know about the mushroom. I know about all those other medicines that people sit in a ceremony with, but it was very rare that I heard about sitting with cannabis like that too.
They do the steam chalice ceremonies over there too. I haven't experienced it with them, but I've been wanting to go out there and learn from the elders, because most of the knowledge that I have, if it's not from other steamers, experienced steamers that have been steaming for over 10 years, is from my ancestors. Just things that are not common sense, that are straight intuition. And if you're not really paying attention to the elements, they will teach you. The ancestors will teach you whichever way, the easy way or the hard way. So like, it's always good to sit with different people that are experienced in the same thing, but different levels of expertise, because like everyone has their own perspective and approach.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know any other females on the island that is serving the steam chalice. Mm. Even though it's a feminine vessel, in the Rastafari community, it's mostly males that are serving this medicine. Now, that's with a male approach, a very masculine approach. The steam chalice, ganja, is a feminine essence. So how else are we supposed to balance that duality and those counterparts, the feminine, the masculine, the alpha and the omega, the yin and the yang, if we're not hearing it from the women themselves? If we're not hearing it from the spirit essence, the plant medicine essence, and its language is not being conveyed through a pure vessel.
But you know, this is not only with this. A lot of different spiritual practices
are very male dominant that were once female dominant. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying we need to dominate, but like you said, the yin and the yang, the alpha and omega, there's a balance. Right. And as right now, in terms of some spiritual practices, the male are the head, when it wasn't always that way.
Right.
So that's a definitely good perspective on that. I like that.
Definitely.
And Jari Say, what she doing is
revolutionary.
Give thanks and praise to the Most High. Couldn't do it without the ancestors. Like, seriously, it really, really took, like, sitting down and wanting to learn and saying, like, yes, we can all be teachers, but we're students first. And we're all children of the Most High. We're all children of whatever it is that we govern ourselves with, all this power, this innate power that we have within ourselves. It's coming from somewhere. And we can't do it alone. We have to ask for help. We have to listen. We have to sit down and be able to receive before we are able to give. And so this practice also reminds you to have presence and patience and mindfulness, because you can't rush steaming and you can't force steaming. And when you're rushing and you're forcing, you're operating out of a masculine aspect that is not very balanced. You have to have the masculine and the feminine, but when you're doing things out of haste, when you're doing things without intention, when you're doing things without a mindful approach, then we get caught up in cycles. We get caught up in delusion. We get caught up in confusion. So to remember to anchor our mind, body, and soul with those practices, those traditions, will help ground us and connect us deeper to who we are, where we came from, and where we're going.
Yes, selfish babes, please follow this empress right here. Speaking nothing but straight facts, okay?
I'm grateful you're receiving it wholeheartedly,
love. Yes, ma'am.
I do this work. This is my life's devotion.
Yes.
It's moments like this, you know, when it's being received. Yes. And when you feel it as well, the medicine channeling through you.
Yes.
And then you're like, ah, that download, that revelation, the light bulb goes off. You're like, this was the original way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this was the way that our ancestors would sit around the fire and beat the drum.
Yeah.
And play their instruments and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And laugh and commune with the ones and ones that came before us generations and generations ago.
Yeah.
And they would be reminding them, hey, yo, don't forget the ancient ways.
Yeah.
You know, because we have all this technology coming out. This is just old age technology. There's nothing new age about this.
Yeah.
We have all these different kinds of vaporizers out there, but people forget this was the original vaporizer.
Well, they don't even know.
They don't even know, but that's the forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in our DNA. The second that people sit with it, it activates the DNA. It wakes us up. So that's what I mean by the remembering. It's just knowledge that has yet to be found. Rediscovered. I didn't invent this. The ancestors of all lineages came together and made this beautiful vessel. Thank you. Thank you. This is a channel for me to be able to channel.
No, ma'am.
Go ahead and add some more heavier pieces on top, because
mm-hmm.
you see how those pieces on top are getting thin?
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, when you're holding it over your lap, we always want to check down and make sure those pieces are not moving, right?
So put this on top?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to make sure, because usually if it's a very still day and it's not windy,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to, like, be, like, super...
Yeah.
But we are staying aware of the vessel.
Yeah.
You know, because the activated charcoal will come out of the kutchi, and it's not a fun experience when that happens.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like I said, over time and yeah.
Oh.
yeah. I'm like, what is that over there?
But oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, over time, you'll see how your chalice likes to be treated, where she likes to be stored, you know, who and who not she likes to be shared with, things like that. Because, to be honest, I've never broken a chalice, but the times that a chalice has broke was the times that I brought her places and I shared it with people, and the energy wasn't ready for it. And then people also didn't have the recollection or understanding how to treat it. They're just treating it like a bong. And then it gets broken, you know?
Yeah.
So being very intentional with who you share your chalice with, that goes back to, like, time and setting. would I go into this very crowded place with my steam chalice and someone accidentally like nick the bamboo piece and the charcoal fly out everywhere and burn everything? Like, I have to be very mindful with where I decide to pull out my chalice and who I want to share it with. Because also not everyone's gonna have the same level of respect and come with that approach with your chalice. And it's very important, you can't compromise that with this vessel. This is your spiritual tool, you see me? Just like you would have your own other personal tools. This is a personal tool.
So you put on the altar.
And I have pieces that I bring out for sharing and showing, and then I have other pieces that I'm like, this is just me. And this, you'll get to a point that your vessel, you have such a strong connection with your chalice that it won't be difficult for you to be like, this is my personal thing right here we got going on. Like, we don't need to share this right now.
Yeah.
And that used to be very hard for me, but I've learned the hard way again after again after again when people don't respect your practice, your vessel, your steam chalice, and they pick it up. And they don't come with that respect, that same energy, and it breaks because it's a spiritual tool. Not everything is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, you know? If they want to try it, you'd be like, all right, cool, we could do it in a private setting and I'll do a whole rundown for you. We'll do a little ceremony together so I can teach you how to do it, you know what I mean? But in other times and places, it's okay to just have your chalice and be vibing with yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be with people. It doesn't mean you need to share it amongst a whole group of people.
Yeah.
Because it's sacred. And things that are sacred are meant to have that level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I want you to definitely like be mindful of. There's going to be people very curious about it. They're going to ask questions. They're going to want to touch it. They're going to want to see it. They're going to want you to put it together and fix it up right now and be like, you know, that's for another time, sis. That's another time, bro. Like, you don't know what you're about to get into. Because also people that are used to consuming the ganja, they have no idea what's coming when they sit with the chalice. When it comes to how strong it is.
Yeah, I can feel it. You feel yours?
Yeah. Okay.
So I've seen people that are, they manage their herbs, but the second they steam, they sitting.
Yeah.
They can't stand up. They in a meditative state, and you can't force it, you can't rush it, because cannabis itself is a highly intelligent plant.
Mm.
And then you have a highly, highly, highly intelligent form of communicating with it. You're just prepare yourself for ceremony. That's why we make this a ceremony, because it's a very intentional meditative process. Now, when you go home and you steam by yourself, that is when you're really gonna see how much this practice is like cultivating so much energy within yourself and within your creativity and within your own personal confidence, like your mirror work, your magic, you know, your podcast, like your personal practices. That's its own realm when you're by yourself, because the chalice, there's a special synergy that's being exchanged between you and this vessel, and only you can receive that without anyone else talking to you.
I love that.
You see me?
Yes.
So go home and have fun with this. When you're by yourself, have a beautiful time with your chalice. Explore different herbal remedies, you know, put your favorite teas, put your favorite roots and flowers. I like hibiscus, rose petal, blue lotus, and just go in with the chalice.
What's the website again?
Justemas.com.
JAHSTEAMAS.com.
Justemas.
And at the Instagram page.
At Justemas.
Okay, I'll see you.
Below
also,
as well.
Yeah, man. You can also follow my personal page at IITAJAH. IITAIJAH. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening this space for me to share this medicine. So I'm thankful she came all the way out here to come and see my ass so I can share this holy sacrament with the holy woman herself. What a beautiful time and space. So,
yes, thank you.
Thank you.
No, I was seconding what Anjari said. You know, you have some wise words.
Mm.
Very powerful, very strong. Honestly, you really reminded me of myself back in my 20s. Mm-hmm. Like in my first awakening and spiritual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I would talk is very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And so even like when I was talking about my detox pearls and the womb and all that stuff, I would
advocate for it.
So I see that in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
It feels so good. I'm just so excited for you. Like, yeah, man.
Thank you.
Really powerful.
And girl, we only getting started because I just got your program, sis.
Yes.
So we like literally about to level up the game. Like I really see Justima's, we gonna be offering this medicine island-wide. Like long-term wise, we want to build a healing center in Jamaica.
Yeah.
We want to have a space for people to come sit with all different kinds of medicines from all different walks of life, from Mexico, from Peru, from Africa, a place for people to come to Jamaica and be able to sit with herbs and medicines in a very sacramental, intentional way, to have retreats, you know, to have also a space for locals and for people to fly in and have a space, a safe space to consume herbs spiritually, have educational, have spiritual, have wonderful, just communal space, a community. So long-term wise, also just like getting into like the practice itself and also leveling it up with the program that I just got from you, girl. Justima's is going to be worldwide.
I love it.
Thank you. How you feeling?
I feel good. I definitely feel it.
You feel it.
That's why I was like in the middle of this. I was like, oh, I need the torch again because I put the new pole on it. But I was like, maybe I don't need to start right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm just sitting, you know, with it. So I'm like, yeah. I think I'm good.
Just feel it. So, very, very, very beautiful experience in nature. Like, I absolutely love steaming in spaces like this because it just connects you, like, going swimming in this state of bliss or just, like, being or just sitting in a hammock or just, like, sunbathing with your steamer. It's like, girl, different states of meditation. Some instruments.
You have instruments?
Yeah.
So
cool. Usually I have my shaker, but I've been practicing a flute since I got back from Peru because this one is tuned to 432 hertz.
Okay.
So this is like the healing frequency, the shaman resonance. And so I'm just gonna play a little bit. Thank you.
so thankful you're here. I've been looking forward to this since, like, we first started talking, and I was like, her energy itself, like, I just got to get to know her. And yeah, just I feel like we've already came so far, even though, like, we haven't even had much conversations, just because I've been following your journey, and then I've also really been inspired by the work that you do. Yeah. I'm very thankful. I'm glad we got to do it this time around, because, like, last time I wasn't even here, girl.
Alright, so it's like a challenge to us. So 1, 2, cheers!
Girl, that was just for modeling. This steam is angled.
Oh, no!
Like,
we just got the video.
We both just know, though.
I do want to do another draw, though. So okay, we can do another light.
Yeah, we can torch it up. And after some time, you're going to taste that the chalice, the herbs inside the chalice, don't taste as fresh as they originally did.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's time to replace it altogether. Now, the herbs inside the actual chamber itself, you can dry, crumble it up, and your hand will be dry, and put it in your plants as fertilizer.
Same or with even your incense.
Exactly, and it'll smell like ganja. Okay? And the water is great fertilizer as well. All of the oils from the herbs going straight into your plants.
Yeah,
man. It's fertilizer.
Oh, another instrument here?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I have another flute and it's small.
Can I hear that one?
Yeah. So this one is my little cerebral flute because it activates the crown chakra.
Nice.
Even more. Like a hummingbird.
It just feels so good to the spirit. I just feel so good. Like, I just love hearing that. Yeah.
I'm so happy you're receiving it. Yeah, this frequency, it just gave me like hummingbird energy just now. Like the hummingbird spirit energy, the animal totem just came through with this instrument.
It just feels very native.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very native.
There's probably some ancestors through your lineage that really resonate with the flute energy, you know? Should look into it, and when I go back to Peru, I can let you know. I've been bringing back flutes for people.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's not hard to learn. It's one of the easiest instruments to learn. You can try it if you want.
I will, one day. But I love being played to. Like, yeah. I love to receive the thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I got you. You play another little one.
Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Olenike Osibowale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store, or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? So you're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable, and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you!